Hi, this is Sydney Craig Hart, and you're listening to my podcast, Smart Simple Marketing Success. If you're a regular listener to my show, you already know the story of my entrepreneurial journey. But if you're new to the Smart Simple Marketing community, I'll quickly get you up to speed. After a successful career in corporate America, I quit my last job in 2006 to start a small marketing support company. But I quickly realized that my true gift lies in teaching entrepreneurs how to strategically and quickly create more money in their business. Since then, my business has completely exploded, and I've helped hundreds of entrepreneurs around the world in well over 50 different industries to attract more clients, create more income, and to automate their marketing so that they can truly enjoy a lifestyle-focused business. I am well known for helping my clients to reach their business goals at lightning speed while they offer their services in a generous and authentic way. I invite you to learn more about my proven strategies and to receive your free marketing tools at smartsimplemarketing.com. Again, that's www.smartsimplemarketing.com. Today's episode is Get Known, Be Profitable, and Stay Sane. Building your business and growing it to a level where it supports your lifestyle is really the whole point of becoming an entrepreneur in the first place. So in order to make that vision your reality, the first thing you need to do is get clear and define what success means for you. Perhaps it means that you only work a few hours a week or that you work on a defined schedule. Maybe it means that you have the ability and the means to travel extensively. Or maybe it's a certain amount of income that you want to generate, either each month or on an annual basis. Whatever success looks like for you, again, get clear on it, define it, and own it. I really want you to resist the urge to be overly influenced by what all of the gurus say you should be doing. There's a lot of people running around claiming to be able to teach you how to create a million-dollar business and claiming to be million-dollar business owners themselves. Maybe they are or maybe they aren't, and there's certainly nothing wrong with being a millionaire. That said, though, that doesn't mean that you are a success. So, again, avoid the urge to be influenced by what others say that you should be doing or what their definition of success is. Whatever success means to you, that's what you want to be striving for in your business, and that dictates the action you take to work towards your goals. I want to share with you a quote. I don't know who said it, but I thought it was really interesting and quite profound. It reads, "There is something more important than believing. Action. The world is full of dreamers. Those who are successful will move ahead and begin to take concrete steps to actualize their vision." So once you're clear about what it is that you do actually want to create and what success does mean for you, it's time to start taking action to make that happen. So in order to do that, you don't need to pursue 19 different marketing strategies. You don't need to be here, there, and everywhere. You just need to do a few things really well. And today I'm going to share with you what those three things are. The first one is that you absolutely, positively must market your business consistently. Now, I get that this can be a challenge when the majority of your time is spent working with the clients you have and actually running your company. But that doesn't give you an excuse or let you off the hook to not be marketing yourself on a consistent basis. You can't approach marketing sporadically or only when you need clients and expect to create consistent success. You'll get the best results by focusing your efforts on just a few marketing strategies that fit your target market and your goals and doing them on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. In doing so, you will likely attract individuals outside of your target audience or even some folks who don't seem on the outside to quite fit your ideal client profile. But for the purpose of marketing your business, it's really best to focus on just one group, your target market. And this is the industry or profession where you are going to concentrate your marketing efforts. For example, if you decided you wanted to work with fitness professionals, maybe personal trainers, that group would be your target market, And that would be a great group to focus on because you can easily find them. You can find networking events where they hang out and gather together. You can attend the conferences that they go to and position yourself as a resource. You can develop marketing materials that speak directly to the challenges that they face in growing and running their business. And most importantly, you can create tailored, customized solutions to the needs of that group. All of this is going to help them see that you are the expert to help them solve their specific problems, and it will make it very easy for them to say yes to what it is you have to offer. So that's one example of really focusing your marketing efforts. Now, once you're clear on who your target market is, you also want to narrow that focus down to one ideal client. And this is the type of person in that target market that you, as an individual, are best suited to work with. This person has all of the traits and personality qualities and characteristics that really inspire you to do your best work with them. So being clear on who this individual is will make it much easier for you to market to them now and in the future. It's going to affect where you direct your efforts to grow your business. For example, where you will pitch yourself to do speaking engagements, how you market on social media, and what platforms you use most extensively. It's going to dictate what you write about on your blog, where you network, the articles you write. Everything you do will really be designed for this one specific ideal client profile. And what happens is when you create offers for this individual and really highlight the solutions you have to share with them, they're going to be naturally drawn to you and easily want to enroll in whatever it is you have to give them. The last piece around this marketing consistently is to make sure that you block out time each and every week to do so. Now, if you don't quite have enough clients in your practice right now, you have more than enough time to be spending on marketing. So get strict with yourself, rein yourself in, and eliminate those time wasters that are sucking up your time, and stop leaving your marketing to chance. Make it a priority. Consider it as working with your favorite, highest-paying, most important client. And when you sit down and have this dedicated block of time to work on your marketing, make sure you have specific projects and tasks in mind so that you make the most of your time. You don't want to sit down and try and figure out what it is that you're supposed to be doing. You want to know exactly what it is you need to accomplish and dedicate time on a regular basis in order to get those things done. In doing so, your marketing efforts are going to be focused, consistent, and highly effective, which is going to help you to get known, be more profitable, and stay sane. Now, there's two other elements I want to share with you on this topic today. The next one is to set up systems in your business. Having systems allows you to save a tremendous amount of time, energy, and resources. Because instead of scrambling or trying to reinvent the wheel every time you get ready to do something in your business, you know exactly what steps to take. And when you have systems and documented processes in place for running your company, you won't waste time trying to figure out what to do next, or worse, miss a critical step and make a mistake. Some of the things that you'll want to create systems for include billing your clients and receiving payments, enrolling new clients, working with subcontractors if you choose to do so, managing the business cards that you collect when you're networking and following up with those folks. You can even have a system around what you say when you do follow up, or what you say when you follow up with prospects, how you close a new deal, how you handle a joint venture. The list goes on and on. Any repetitive activity in your business deserves to have a system set up. This is only going to make your life easier and allow you to consistently provide top-notch services to your clients. The last thing I want to share with you today is to not rest on your laurels. I want you to always be striving to hone your craft. I know you're great at what you do and that you have so much to offer your clients and your customers. But be careful not to become stagnant in where you're at right now. The marketplace changes every single day, and there's always new trends that are developing. There are new technologies that are being introduced, and your clients are changing and growing and experiencing different challenges and facing different struggles every single day. So it's really imperative that you stay on top of that and that you are always striving to hone your craft. You want to always be striving to be the very best service professional you can possibly be. In doing so, this will entail that you will stay abreast of the latest trends in your industry, that you make it a point to attend conferences and seminars, read books. In fact, I recommend that you try to read at least one book a month on your chosen profession or on the subject of your expertise. That way, you'll always have something new and interesting to share with those that you're teaching. And always make sure to stay up on the latest technology. Now, every business isn't so affected by technology. If you're in the healthcare field or perhaps you are a wellness professional, maybe technology isn't as critical to you serving your clients. But utilizing the latest technology can certainly make your life easier and make it more efficient for you to run your company. So always be on the lookout for new technology that's going to make your life easier. All of this is going to really help your ideal clients and prospects to see your dedication, and it's going to continually remind them that you are the go-to person that they should look to help solve their problems. If you market consistently, if you set up systems, and if you are consistently striving to learn new skills, you are going to get well known, you are going to create more profits in your business, and you are going to create that vision of success that you initially sought or saw in your mind when you set out to become an entrepreneur. This is going to really make you poised for phenomenal growth in your business, all based on what success means to you. So set your course, take consistent action, keep shooting for the stars, and keep looking for ways to support yourself and stay focused on what it is that you have in front of you in creating a successful service-based business. If you would like to learn more about how to structure your business for maximum profits and productivity, I invite you to check out this free on-demand webinar training that I created for you just about a week ago. You can get access to that on my website at smartsimplemarketing.com/profitable-structure. So again, that is smartsimplemarketing.com/profitable-structure. Thank you for joining me for this podcast. Be sure not to miss future episodes of the Smart Simple Marketing Success Show by subscribing to our feed at iTunes. Simply log into your iTunes account and search for Smart Simple Marketing Success to subscribe. You'll enjoy learning proven strategies that I have personally implemented in my own business to attract more clients, create more revenue, and automate my marketing systems. Again, my name is Sydney Craighart, and I invite you to visit me online at smartsimplemarketing.com. There you'll receive access to free marketing tools and learn how you and I can work together to create the lifestyle-focused business of your dreams. Talk to you soon.